Yeah. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal, the public enemy number one. Welcome, everybody. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. with Business Credit Builder. And what we do at Business Credit Builder is help entrepreneurs and small business owners build their business credit and access funding. Okay, today we're going to be talking about mind-blowing simple steps any entrepreneur can take to raise business credit scores. All right. Yes, indeed. Okay. Okay, here goes my info, my contact info. Once again, my name is Noel A. Booker Sr. If you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Make sure y'all comment. Y'all don't say nothing in the comments or nothing, like the videos and stuff like that. All right? Word. So, as you can see, I'm the CEO at businesscreditbuilder.us LLC. You can take note of the contact info on the website, businesscreditbuilder.us. And we got three buttons at the bottom. The first button is a free guide. How you can get a free guide on how to build business credit. Just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. Okay. The blue button is how you get a free business credit consultation. This is like my scheduler, right? So this is how you contact us and make initial contact to help us help you. And if you think that you can qualify for funding now, then you would go to the red button and get approved for funding. And that is businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding. Yeah. Okay, so let's get started here. Business credit scores, right? So we can talk about how you can increase your business credit scores. And basically, it's just understanding how these business credit reporting agencies are calculating your scores. They're basically similar, but there are slight differences. And if you are aware of these slight differences, then you can make adjustments to build your business credit more efficiently. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, business credit scores. These scores are in the business name. The business builds its own credit profile and credit score. Then the business will then qualify for greater credit. This measures the business's ability to pay and not the owner's ability to pay. Most major business credit scores range from 0 to 100. Do you know I have people tell me they got business credit and I said, what's your score? And they say 700. That's way off, right? Okay. All right. Your business credit score, is it automatic? Unlike for consumer credit scoring, you have to apply. Get an EIN from the IRS website. Get a DUNS number from the Dun & Bradstreet, and that arrives in a few weeks. Tally up these separate payment experiences. Then the Dun & Bradstreet starts tracking your business's financial activity and you get a pay debt score. Let me clarify that a little bit, right? So on Dun & Bradstreet, they got the pay debt score. The pay debt score is what the lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. They will not give you a pay debt score until 3 trade lines have reported to Dun & Bradstreet. Then they give you a pay debt score. Now, if those three payments that you made to vendors that report to Dun & Bradstreet are paid on time, the pay that score you initially get will be about a 76, and you want to be at an 80. Even though a 70 pay that score is lendable, okay? For other business credit reporting agencies, no payment experiences are necessary. So you start with a failing business credit score because you have no payment history. See, so what happens is this, right? If these credit reporting agencies know that your business exists, meaning they saw your business name at the Secretary of State, then they'll give you a score, which would be like a 20 or something like that, right? But all you gotta do is just put in some positive experiences, payments, and then your score will jump, all right? Okay, fortunately, there's not a lot you can do to raise your scores. Fortunately, there is a lot that you can do to raise your scores, all right? Business credit scores. A mathematical model generally used to depict a business's risk of going 90 days late on an account within the next 12 months, okay? It differs from personal credit scores, which depicts risk over 24 months. Your business's credit profile links to its EIN number, not your social. A business credit score depicts how likely a business is to default on payments, okay? It has nothing to do with how the business owner pays his or her own bills. All credit reporting agencies show multiple business credit scores to elevate different forms of risk. Okay. These scores are used by credit issuers, lenders, suppliers, vendors, and others who typically extend credit to businesses. There is no Fair Credit Reporting Act for business. Creditors and vendors are under no obligation to tell you which scores they are relying on. For that matter, they don't have to tell you, they don't have to ask you permission to look at your business credit scores. They do not have to tell you why they denied you, okay? Anyone can pull your business credit report with no applicable Fair Credit Reporting Act. You may never know who's looking at your business credit reports. That cannot just be vendors. That can be not just vendors, lenders, and creditors, but also competitors, clients, and business prospects. All of these type of people can see your business credit report. Not for free, they gotta pay a little bit though, okay? Three big credit reporting agencies for business. Dun & Bradstreet, just for business, all right? And this is the largest business credit reporting agency that there is, okay? Experian and Equifax, both have consumer and business credit reporting scores, okay? Smaller credit reporting agencies aren't checked as often. The big three matter a lot more. So these are the three that you need to concentrate on: Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. But there is one more to consider. CreditSafe. Now, CreditSafe is more popular in Europe and Australia, but they're getting more popular in the States, okay? CreditSafe includes financial trade payment data. It also includes lease payments, payments to business credit cards, term loan payments, other debt payments made by a business. So Credit Safe helps some because you can use other payments to assist with your business credit scores, like lease payments and utility payments. See, they take those, but the other ones don't even consider those, right? Okay. What goes into the scores? The CRAs all use slightly different methods, but the main criteria for scoring are the same. They just might have different weights. Knowing how the scores are calculated shows you how to raise your scores most effectively. D&B credit scoring criteria. Okay, now we're going to talk about Dun & Bradstreet, right? They look at bankruptcies and liens, lawsuits against your company, your credit card payments, your bill payments. To get a paid score, a business needs at least 3 trade accounts reporting to their file. It can take up to 60 days for those trades to report and a score to be established. The business credit score itself is calculated by using as many as 875 payment experiences. Okay? It's a weighted average with more weight given to trade accounts that report higher amounts of credit extended. It gives less weight to trade accounts that report lower dollar amounts of credit. Okay? So that's a key factor right there. So when you're doing your stuff and paying your bills, pay the bills that have the most balance first rather than the lower dollar amounts. You see that, right? To keep pay that scores up, if you can only pay one bill, pay the biggest one first. Past performance and bill payment is a main driver of this number, ranging from 1 to 100. The higher the score, the lower the risk. A business can get a good business payment score by ensuring payments are made promptly to suppliers and vendors. Y'all already know that stuff, right? Okay. Here goes Experian. So the company at Experian that does business transactions is Experian Commercial, okay? Large database. They apply their own analytics software. So they have proprietary software that makes their calculations, okay? We're talking about Experian Commercial. The reports include public records, scoring, trade information, financial history, court judgments, okay, and UCC filings. Experian scoring criteria. Their most popular score that is used is the IntelliScore Plus, right? So vendors that use Experian, they can choose to review your credit by purchasing the IntelliScore Plus. That's one of the scores that they do. They got many different scores. This is the most popular one, all right? Historical behavior, payment history. See, the payment history for Experian is only 5 to 10% of the total score, right? Which is much different than personal, right? Current payment status, okay? Current payment status, that's what they're looking at. Trade balances and percent of accounts delinquent is 50 to 60% of the score. You see that? Credit utilization is only 10 to 15%. right? Well, personal utilization is 30%. With Dun & Bradstreet, they're not looking at utilization. You see that, right? Company profile, age of business, industry risk, and size of business assessed by number of employees. That's 5 to 10% of your total score. 10 to 15% of the score is, total score is based on derogatory items like collections, liens, judgments, and bankruptcies, okay? IntelliScore, the score's basis includes number of trade experiences, outstanding balances and payment habits, credit utilization and trends over time, public record recency, frequency and dollar amount, demographics like years on file and the SIC codes, and business size. Okay. Now we're going to talk about Equifax scoring criteria. They collect utility account information, trade vendor data, public records like bankruptcies, judgments, lawsuits, and liens, information from the Small Business Financial Exchange. Y'all need to look that up. Small Business Financial Exchange. Now, that's like part of that stuff. You don't have any control over what they have, right? But you can do, to offset negative things that they do have, you just do some positive things, right? But the Small Business Financial Exchange shares this information with Dun & Bradstreet, Equifax, and stuff like that. Right? They do like bank, like the banks, they share information back and forth. So the Small Business Financial Exchange, they share information back and forth with these business credit reporting agencies as well. Okay. What can lower a business credit score? Okay. Y'all know what can lower a business credit score, but let's just go over, right? Current collections, liens, judgments, bankruptcies, or other derogatory public records, including status, recency, frequency, and dollar amounts, increased trend in slow payment of obligations. So you check this out, right? So they're looking at trends, right? Increase in number of business credit inquiries or applications generated by the business or the owner. See, this is the first one that's looking at inquiries, okay? Number of trade experiences, balances outstanding, payment habits, credit utilization, and trends over time. Line of business or SIC code, size of business, and other demographic data. What can raise a business credit score? Generally, the reverse of what can lower a business credit score, okay? Generally, some of these steps take time. Be patient. Great business credit can be built quickly, but it's not immediately. First, let's start with the biggest things that you can do, all right? Let me stop for a second and see what we got in here. Who we got? We got Ashley Brown, AMB, Life Essentials. She's business consulting. We got, I'm not going to mess up your first name. And I might mess up your last name. Javon, Rollbacker Company, Transportation. All right, Transportation. April, founder of the Survivor Nest Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization that provides direct support to women impacted by cancer with a focus on health and wellness. Tatia, she's the CEO of Strategic Hub, Inc. They're a professional services firm that specializes in providing project management, result consulting, training, and support to corporations and government agencies. Yes, yes. And greetings, Miss Texas. How are you? I know you. And I am interested in real estate. All right, let's continue with this stuff here. Okay, I had to get that out the way. Okay, so let's start with the biggest things you can do. Okay, raise business credit scores. Pay on time every time. You already know. You already know, but I'd be wrong if I didn't continuously say that. That's the best thing that you could do, right? Get the most favorable funding by paying all bills on time. This means a PayDesk score of 80, Equifax credit risk score of 60 or better, for Experian, historical behavior payment history is 5 to 10% of total score, okay? For SBA loans, you won't be approved with a low score, period. Chances are good the SBA lender won't even submit your application to the SBA if your score doesn't meet the threshold. How well does your company pay its outstanding invoices? How does your business's payment performance change over time? Okay, that's them trends changing over time. They're looking at that, right? Okay, raise business credit scores, generate payment experiences, develop payment experiences for your business. Payment experiences is like when you just use the same vendor over and over. That's every time you make a transaction, that's an experience, right? This means using your credit for financing. They want to see you using your credit, okay? They want your credit to be part of your business operations, right? That means paying everything back on time and in full every single time. Raise business credit scores. Unleash the power of trade references, okay? Payment experiences will matter the most if a creditor reports to the credit reporting agencies, right? But even non-reporting creditors can help if you ask for a trade reference. Trade references are some of the only subjective information on credit reports. They go beyond the numbers, all right? Raise business credit scores. Give the CRAs what they want. Check your business credit reports regularly. Right? So you have to go to each one of these credit reporting agencies and purchase your business credit reports. They charge you about $100 per month. All the prices change, are different, right? But about $100 per month for each one, and there's three of them. So when you do business with my company, we have a situation that we have with NAV because of our volume. They give us an account. They give us a situation that we can charge you $25 per month and get all three credit reports for your business, all right? So we save you a little bit of money, all right? Is information incomplete or missing altogether? Always update your records with all of the CRAs when they are changed. When there are changes, right? So if you change your address, you change your telephone number, all the stuff, if you change stuff and they have it, make sure. But basically, address is very important with this. So if you change your address, all of these, they need to know, all right? Very important. These kinds of changes can be in ownership, overall number of employees, business entity, corporation, LLC, et cetera, locations, new addresses, okay? Raise business credit scores. Run your company financially responsibly. I don't have to tell you that, but sometimes you need to be reminded, right? This means retaining enough assets to cover business downturns. It means not overspending. It means not taking on more debt than your company can handle. Dun & Bradstreet, in particular, looks at chances a company will go bankrupt within a set period of time, okay? And they know there's a high percentage of businesses that do go bankrupt in a certain amount of time, all right? So take steps to keep your business's finances out of the red. Raise business credit scores. Keep your trade payments in line. Pay rents and utilities on time. If your business can't, talk to your providers. Maybe you can work out a payment plan. Consider ways to cut expenses if you just can't keep up. Raise business credit scores. Stay out of legal hot water. You can't prevent every lawsuit, but if your business always honors its contracts and obligations, that will go a long way to staying out of court. I don't have to tell y'all that. Mom told y'all that, right? The other legal issue is accidents. Keep workplaces clean and obstruction free. Get a risk assessment done by your insurer. They're in the business of loss prevention, and you should be too. Your business has two kinds of codes, okay? Raise business credit scores, know the codes, okay? You should know your code. On your business, on your Secretary of State, they have a NAS code. You should have specified that when you set up your business, okay? There are two kinds of codes, the SIC, Standard Industrial Classification, and the NAS code, which is the North American Industry Classification System. Industries can either be restricted or high risk. So you want to make sure your business is not in a restricted industry or a high risk industry, okay? That'll get you declined quickly and frequently, okay? In general, restricted and high risk industries have some things in common. There may be high risk of injury on the job, or the industry may engage in a lot of cash transactions. This is true no matter what the safety record of a particular business or the majority of its transaction types. Okay. Restricted and high risk industries. And there's an article on my blog too that goes more into detail. And you can find the blog at the website, businesscreditbuilder.us. Per the SIC, these are restricted industries: energy, oil trading, petroleum extraction, production, pawn shops. Much of the cannabis industry is restricted. Per the SIC, the following industries are high risk: auto, recreational vehicle or boat sales, high risk. Travel agencies, high risk. These companies are subject to stricter underwriting guidelines. Now, be honest when you select your codes. But there's no reason to choose the riskiest code if a less risky one may apply, okay? So keep the name of a high risk or restricted industry out of your business name, right? Like Chico Bell Bonds can be renamed as Chico's. This is above board and honest. Raise business credit scores, increase your most recent high credit used. Credit issuers determine how high a credit limit is to issue, right? Based on how much you spend monthly and how recently you spent it. Get approved for limits more than 10 times of your existing limits just by monitoring and increasing your recent high credit used. What this is saying is when you get your revolving accounts, at least pick one of them and use it more often. And when they see you making on-time payments, you call them back and ask to increase your limits. The higher your limits, the better your credit score will be, all right? Because your higher your limits, that's gonna affect your utilization as well, right? And it's going to just help out, give you access to more money, right? And use your credit often. So you can get more credit with every approval. Tame your utilization percentage. Credit issuers want to see you're using your credit, but maintaining it wisely. They monitor these stats to approval decisions. Get approved for limits more than 10 times of your existing limits just by monitoring and responsibly managing utilization. Raise business credit scores. Address any adverse accounts. Okay. Negative payment history can diminish your ability to get loans and credit cards. It can increase the rates and payments on the credit and loans you do get. Know which accounts are reporting adverse credit history. Then you can work with these credit reporting agencies and credit issuers. Correct inaccuracies, right? So that's part of pulling your credit reports. Review them regularly. When you see an inaccuracy, when you see something wrong, figure out how to fix it, right? And when you're doing this on your own, it could even take time just for you to even figure out that there is an error. So it's always good to have a business credit coach working with you that will streamline these efforts. We can identify the errors and know how to fix them right on the spot, right? While I'm not saying y'all can't do it, but it'll take you some time to figure it out, right? What do I need to do? Well, we already know. We got it already down pat, all right? Okay, so correct inaccuracies, add more positive history to offset the negative. So when you have a negative item that's on your credit report, you can offset it with a positive action, right? Raise business credit scores. Monitor your business credit. You will never know what's going on unless you check, but you're often too busy to check. Monitoring makes it easy. We make it affordable. 90% of what Experian, Equifax, and Dun & Bradstreet charge by talking to your customer success advisor. That's me. I can get you hooked up. I got the hookup. All right. I got the homeboy hookup for the business credit reports. Okay, let's recap. Then y'all can go about your day. Start with a DUNS and three payment experiences to get your pay debt score. New business credit scores tend to be low. CRAs all have slightly different criteria for scoring, but results are very close. But what improves will one will improve them all. Start to improve your scores with on-time payments and responsible financial stewardship. Work with the tier one to start getting payment experiences. And the tier one, that's like, you know, when we build business credit in four tiers of vendors, right? So that tier one, that gets you started. Don't go to tier two first. You got to go do tier one first, right? Ask for trade references. Give credit reporting agencies all the data they request. Keep trade payments in line and try to stay out of legal entanglements. Address adverse accounts or SIC or NAS codes that may be keeping scores down. Increase your most recent high credit used, but watch utilization. Monitor your business credit, okay? You gotta monitor your business credit. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, hold on, let me turn this down because she gonna call right back. Okay. Bet. So here goes some true starter vendors. And I'm gonna let you know about these starter vendors. They change regularly. Like this list I have right now, this is what we're using right now. 6 months ago, I was not using this exact list, okay? So my new joint that we're using now is CEO Creator. You can go to businesscredit.us. I'm sorry, start all over. You can go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, right? And you can get the hookup for the CEO Creator. See if that works for you. Maverick Office Supplies, that's a good one too. Maverick Office Supplies reports to the three main business credit reporting agencies, okay? Barnett is a Home Depot company. Pilot Flying J, that's a good one, right? That one's easy. That one's easy for gas cards. And Grainger, right? Everybody knows about Grainger. Well, if you know about, you know, the startup vendors, Grainger has been on that list for a while, right? Okay, so there you go. That's a starting base to get you going right there. The current joint as of today. And what's today? The 20th of July, 2022. All right? All right, so that's a good starting point right there. Make sure y'all got that, right? That's what it is today. Next month, that could change. All right? All right, so if you want to get assistance building your business credit with a professional, start today by scheduling your free business credit consultation at businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. All right. Does anybody have any questions I can accommodate? Let's get it. Anybody any questions? Did I waste y'all's time? Was this useful? Did y'all already know this stuff? I don't know. What? Talk to me. Somebody open up their mic, chat in the box, say something. Y'all ain't said nothing all day. Miss Anderson says she learned a lot. Very useful. Well, that's good to hear. That's cool. All right. Cool. That was like some little details and stuff, you know, that's in addition to what I normally teach on how to build business credit, right? So the people that have already been to my webinars and see me, you know, seen the how to build business credit, this is like a little bit more advanced that I can't fit into those. That's why I made this one, so we can get more down into the depths of it, right? And help you figure out how to move around and stuff, right? So that's good. All right, everybody. If y'all don't have any questions, I'm gonna be outy like shouty. can you touch on the formula you use to pay the tier one accounts? Yeah, we could do that. Sandra says, very helpful. I came in late. We do another one soon. Yes, I do these regularly. In a day or two, this one right now will also be on my YouTube, right? So you check that out. Go to the website, right? businesscreditbuilder.us, and there's a YouTube button. Make sure y'all subscribe so you'll get the notifications when I have new stuff going on there, right? April says it's very informative. Great. Number of days to pay the invoice after you receive the invoice. Okay. Cool. Bet, Sandra. All right. She says, Sandra says, great. Thank you. Will do. Boom. All right. Now, let me give you some advance one for Miss Anderson, right? I got an advance scenario that's going to accommodate what you asked, right? Now, some vendors will not report if you buy the item and pay for the item in the same month. You got that? So if you buy the item and pay for the item in the same month, they might not report. So I use a strategy to make sure that gets reported. So when you get these vendors, you want to know two things. Who they report to, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, or Equifax. And you want to know when they report, what day of the month they report. Most of them report to the business credit reporting agencies at the end of the month, okay? I'm gonna give you, for Sandra, for the YouTube, you gotta go to the website, Business Credit Builder. I'm gonna type it in here, that's what you asked. For businesscreditbuilder.us. And then you'll see a YouTube button at the top right. Okay? So, okay, you're gonna have to know two things. When they report, I mean, who they report to and when they report, right? Okay, so most of them report at the end of the month. So what I do is this. I buy the item close to the end of the month. And I'm gonna tell you about the days, one second. So I buy the item close to the end of the month, like the 25th of the month, right? And then at the end of the month, they're gonna report. And that report should say, hey, they owe me, right? That's what that report should say, they owe me. They owe me for this invoice they just bought on the 25th, right? Then you want to pay it in the first week of the next month within 14 days of that invoice date. 14 days of that invoice date. The reason why is because if you pay it within 14 days and they send the report, then that report's gonna say, hey, they paid early. If you pay on the between the 15th day and the 30th day, the report says you paid on time. If you paid on the 31st day, you paid late if this is a net 30 account, right? So you pay on the 31st day, you pay late. That's why I try to get payments in within 14 days of the invoice date and not in the same month that I made the purchase. Okay? Did I make that clear? Got it? Oh, Miss Anderson got it on the first go. Word. All right, so did I answer all the, did I answer the question that you asked? And I answered more questions in that same scenario. Word is born. Hell yeah. Miss Anderson says, yes, very clear. Okay, cool. Anybody else got some questions? Yeah, always over deliver and undersell. All right. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, everybody. Thanks everybody for coming. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. That's the spot right there, I'm trying to tell you. Carlos G, that sound like you a DJ or something. DJ Carlos G, what up? All right, everybody, thank y'all. Everybody have a good night. Kiss your loved ones and tell them that you love them, all right? It matters, okay? All right, everybody, peace and blessings. Good night to all. And let's see how we can get out of here. I can stop the share. Okay. Boom. All right, everybody. Peace.